she wants to be successful with the misfortunes of other people, or is she saying it is alright to kill as long as it's not your children?
Metro FM Talk with Kunda, Wednesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 to 9. Hashtag we are not done. We've only just started. Keep listening.
All right, 27 after 12 o'clock, Metro FM is where you're at. Let's talk to Jessica Newpin, choreographer. Jessica, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, and yourself?
All right, thank you very much. We were just talking about your work and, you know, some of the cities you've seen, some of the cities you performed at. And, you know, it's all about choreography. To me, choreography is about dance moves and knowing how to move and shake your body and all that. What interested you into choreography?
Well, I've been dancing since the age of 3. And then when I was about 15, I decided I want a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and auditioned at the Rondo School in London and was, to my surprise, accepted. I didn't know that the South African standard of dance training was up to par with Europe's. And so I thought, you know, it would be a bit of a tough call, and I didn't know if I'd get in. But I got in and spent the next 3 years training there to become a contemporary dancer with the ballet base. And from then on, went into Europe and have been dancing around Europe ever since.
Wow.
And in the last 3 years, have basically been involved in choreography.
And you're doing something really amazing, Jessica. We just spoke about your latest work, Romeo and Juliet and the Rebellion in Johannesburg. And you're celebrating the world premiere. That's going to be in Munich during Heritage Month. That is huge. Can you tell us about this piece of work?
Well, it's a very exciting piece of work. I mean, I'm from Johannesburg. I was born here. I grew up here. And in the 13 years that I've been, a massive amount of transformation. I've seen a city that's come alive, that's full of dynamic and full of very dynamic people, especially people that are my generation. So in their 20s and early 30s, and basically the piece is about how they see the transformation of Johannesburg and how they see a changing cultural and political landscape in the context of Johannesburg, but obviously what's going on in South Africa. The Romeo and Juliet for me was a very interesting piece. Having trained classically, it's always been a piece, you know, it's kind of the mammoth piece that everyone at one point in their career wants to tackle.
Mm.
And I thought, what better way to tackle this than with South African dancers and make a comparison between how the characters developed in Verona and the conflicts that they have to endure and overcome, and looking at the conflicts in Johannesburg and how everyone has to endure and overcome many challenges and conflicts. And so I thought, and to provide that contrast in Johannesburg.
How many dancers are you working with?
So I'm working with 8 unbelievably talented dancers. They're from all over, from Johannesburg, from Soweto, from Alex, and they're all part of an organization called Moving Into Dance Mopatong,
mm-hmm.
which is actually a developmental organization which brings dancers in from all over the country and trains them up and has an unbelievable training. And so when I saw these dancers in the studio and I did a 2-day workshop with them, I just thought to myself, they're of international standard. They've got energy. They're a really thriving community in the dance world here in South Africa. And they've got personality. They've got edge. They're exactly the kind of dancers I want to be working with.
Mm, so it's another 5-week Heritage Month tour in Germany. We'll be at, is it the 17th? Hold on. It's get in.
That's fine.
It's the 27th.
We're heading to Germany tonight, and we're to the International Ballet Gala. It's one of the biggest events in the dance calendar internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we're going to be on the stage with the choreographer of that movie, Black Swan, Benjamin Militier.
Mm.
We're going to be performing with the top 3 dancers in the world at the moment. One of them is Polina Semyonova from the American Ballet Theatre. So we've got Paris Opera, we've got Royal Ballet, we've got American Ballet Theatre, and then we've got these dancers from Joburg, from Moving Into Dance, sharing that stage. So, I mean, we're thrilled about that. And then we're heading over to Munich for our world premiere,
mm.
and then we continue to 5 more cities all around Germany before we come back in October.
All right, listen, we wish you all the best and keep on flying our South African flag high, Jessica. All the best and enjoy your trip.
Thank you so much, absolutely, and we'll make you guys proud. We'll be back with our heads held high.
We have
sure
no doubt,
will.
No doubt.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
all right. Cool,
okay,
man.
So.
There you go. 1232 Metro FM is where you're at. Look to the window. You haven't been here for a week and a half.
I
you
know.
Need to wave to the kids
Let
now.
Me wave.
Come
hey.
On, wave to the kids. It's Hood Hatoha.
Same old, just a different day. I could try to get it each and every way.